It's basically the same as South Beach?
Yeah, it's just a variation of it.
The place that, the man who cuts up the meat and prepares it, okay? Does salt pork? What's salt pork?
Salt pork. It's pork, fresh pork that's been cured with, by being packed in salt.
Okay, and the rind of the bacon?
That's the edge of the beef, the skin.
What different words might you use if meat isn't any longer good?
Spoiled.
Can you think of any other words that you'd use?
No, I don't.
I say the meat's spoiled or the meat's
just spoiled.
Would you ever say gone bad or?
You could. I don't care, but I think spoiled covers it all.
Okay. I guess it does. If butter goes bad, you might say that the butter is
old.
But if it gets
aged,
if it gets runny and turns a funny color, and smells funny, you might say.
Rancid.
Okay. And milk that goes bad is called, or that's beginning to go bad.
Turn to funny.
Uh-huh.
It turns red. Fine. I have an older bag to be heated too long.
Well, what do you call milk that's turning into?
Cattle. But it didn't spoil it. It's cattle. That's the part where you get the butter milk, you see.
And what was the form again?
Butter.
Just before you get to buttermilk, what to
cattle. C-L-A-B-B-E-R. Cattle.
Is that the same as curdled?
It's curdled. It congeals. Just take a spoon and we as children, mother used to put bowls of it out and give us a lot of sugar. We just go for it. It was just delicious. We loved it. It was wholesome for us, see.
Is there any difference between curdled and clabber?
Yes, the curds have had the water drained out. And the clabber has the water still in it. It hadn't passed the waste stage in clabber. And you see, the whey has lots of vitamins in it, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, let's see. Another milk product is
cheese.
Uh-huh. And a little things that you buy in little cartons at the grocery store, and they're
cottage cheese.
Okay. And where does cottage cheese lie in the steps that milk goes through?
What's that?
When you're processing milk and making different things out of milk, where is cottage cheese along the line? How do you make that, you know?
You take the cow. I made it myself a long time ago when my share was little. I had a cow.
Uh-huh.
And so they have all the milk they could take. And I made the cow. And I get big bowls of it and pour it into a flour sack. And I take it out of the yard and put a pick around so no fly can get to it. And just let it drip. And all the water would do that. And I take it and mix some cream with it, you know, and all that. And it's just delicious.
Sounds good.
Probably better than the lift that you buy out there. I cheer and just love it.
To get the impurities out of milk, you might put a cloth over the milk and to get impurities out of milk, you have to do what to the milk?
You have to drain it. Oh, strain it. If you have to put it in a cup.
Okay.
I think she's about finished with it.
Oh,
I'll let you break that chair down there. I'm coming through with my lesson.